North Korea is known for its ICBM tests, but what is the new tech the country's military is touting that has some military leaders worried? Produced by Defense News and Military Times, this is the Early Bird Brief. Each morning, we bring you the defense and national security news of the day.
There's hacking and cybercrime, disinformation campaigns, weapons relays to Russia, nuclear weapons pursuits, and more. What really stood out to me from the C4 angle was Admiral John Aquilino's remarks about North Korea's drone development.
Also, lawmakers and senior enlisted leaders say pay for junior enlisted service members should be higher. What does this all mean for our defense and security? You'll find out. I'm your host, Simone Perez. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. First up, the Navy's top uniformed leader for the Indo-Pacific testified before Congress yesterday. While China did remain a popular topic of conversation, Navy Admiral John Aquilino said North Korea was also another point of concern, but not for the reason you might think. For more on this, Military Networks and cyber reporter Colin Demarest joins the episode. So Colin, listeners and readers, you know, they often discuss North Korea's pursuit of a functioning intercontinental ballistic missile. But what was the other possible threat from Pyongyang that Admiral Aquilino said Congress should be aware of?
There are a lot of threats and misbehaviors if you take a really high-level view of it. There's hacking and cybercrime, disinformation campaigns, weapons relays to Russia amid its invasion of Ukraine, nuclear weapons pursuits, and more. What really stood out to me from the C4 angle was Admiral John Aquilino's remarks about North Korea's drone development. Pyongyang last year unveiled unmanned aerial vehicles that looked strikingly similar to a General Atomics MQ-9 Reaper and a larger Northrop Grumman RQ-4 Global Hawk, one for combat and one for reconnaissance, essentially. While North Korea's rocket and missile advancements garner a lot of big headlines, these sort of smaller conventional moves are also being made, Aquilino warned Congress.
And just how effective are those types of drones?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know if I have a satisfactory answer. I'd hazard to say the North Korea lookalikes aren't nearly as good as the sophisticated U.S. versions. There have been some videos and photos published on flight and weapons testing, but the Kim regime isn't known for telling the truth. Analysts and other publications have called into question the quality and performance as well. It should be noted, though, that smaller North Korean drones have crossed into South Korea before, and that has prompted a serious military response.
Another important story, lawmakers and senior enlisted leaders cast doubt on whether current military models for service member pay really reflect the roles and the responsibilities of troops' jobs. They also say more overhauls may be needed to make sure service member compensation is fair. Master Chief Petty Officer James Honey said the responsibilities given to such young service members is immense. Honey's comments to Congress come as Defense Department leaders are conducting a comprehensive review of military pay and benefits issues. Members of the Appropriations Committee have already proposed targeted pay raises for junior enlisted troops in the coming years. They hope such a raise would combat low basic pay and food insecurity for some of the youngest service members and their families. Currently, the newest enlisted troops can earn as little as $23,000 in annual base pay. The House's plan could raise all service member base pay to $31,000 annually. The White House, though, has opposed any dramatic pay table overhauls until the Defense Department completes its military compensation review next year. Honey said he is not sure if historic models for salary comparisons fully reflect the demands of military service. He suggested that future models focus more on jobs like first responders who can receive higher pay for more dangerous work. The White House has proposed a 4.5% pay raise for all troops in 2025 as part of their federal budget request for next year. Also on your radar for today, the Defense Department's watchdog announced this week that military medical officials did not effectively handle or track troops' organs during or following autopsies and other investigations. For more on this, Military Times reporter Jonathan Lehrfeld joins us. So Jonathan, a bit of an interesting and out on left field Inspector General report. What did that report find?
Yeah, so the report found that the Defense Department generally did not establish consistent policies or processes for organ retention and disposition. That means how remains are handled after death. Officials with the Armed Forces Medical Examiner System are authorized to determine the cause or manner of death of service members, and that may require an autopsy and the retention of an individual's organs for an investigation. Various DoD rules require officials to inform the deceased service member's next of kin if that needs to occur. But the report found officials did not effectively track organs that medical examiners retained during autopsies. It cited a lack of clear policies or procedures to track retention, transportation, storage, or release of retained organs. And as a result, it said military officials may not be able to respond to next of kin requests for information on the status of the retained organs.
Do you have any examples you can share for us?
So in a 2012 case involving multiple retained organs, officials notified the next of kin, who asked to be allowed to decide what to do with the remains once the examination was complete. But there was no documentation that they were notified following the analysis. And the report said that as of March 2023, the retained organs remained in the medical system's inventory. And in another example, in 2010, officials had a case with multiple retained organs. They obtained disposition instructions from the next of kin, who asked for the remains to be cremated and shipped to a specific location. But as of March 2023, the retained organs remained in the inventory and were not cremated or shipped. So the acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness responded to the report by noting that the Defense Department concurred with the report's findings and that it's committed to addressing all of the report's recommendations. So it sounds like they're going to try to look into it because the Pentagon's Inspector General Office said the failures could cause emotional distress to some families whose burial wishes were not being met.
And now here's some other stories that we're hearing chirps about. Greek authorities said an F-16 fighter jet crashed in the Aegean Sea yesterday during a training flight. The pilot ejected from the aircraft and was later rescued. Military.com reported that military grocery stores in the Pacific are among the first to announce that they're eliminating single-use grocery bags. Anderson Air Force Base and Naval Base Guam went bagless this month, and Hawaii's commissaries are next. The Inspector General for the Defense Department announced this week the launch of a new website focused on overseeing U.S. security, economic, humanitarian, and other assistance to Ukraine. And the 29th Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Al Gray, died yesterday in his home following an extended period of hospice care. And on this day in history, in 1963, Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco's Bay, once used by the Army, closed down and transferred its last prisoners. That's it for us this morning. To get more top stories and breaking news, go to defensenews.com/EBB to subscribe to the Early Bird Brief newsletter. Please give us a like, rating, and a comment wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on social media at @defense_news and @militarytimes. The Early Bird Brief is hosted and produced by me, Zimon Z. Perez. Today's episode featured stories by Colin Demarest, Leo Shane III, and Jonathan Lehrfeld. Have a great day.